produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, Faith Walkers. And thanks for tuning in today to the Faith Walkers broadcast with Iona. I pray you were blessed by the previous broadcast that we did in September, and that you found some useful tools in that. Today, we're going to be looking at part two of Faith Walking, Moving Forward. So as we continue our journey, let's faith walk, y'all, and explore how we can move forward, letting go of our past and pressing forward to become all that God has designed us to be. If you haven't already done so, I encourage you to actively listen to part one, where we addressed some thought provoking questions. I believe there were five, and we completed an exercise in the hopes of freeing ourselves from our past. Some of us are still holding on to past pain, trauma, or regrets. And so I'm hoping through these two broadcasts that you can free yourself and begin to live the life that God intended, free of guilt, shame, hurt, and or baggage that we tend to carry around with us either consciously or subconsciously. So together, let's shift the past from the forefront of our consciousness and learn from our mistakes and continue our forward movement, living the life God has designed for us. But first, I need to send a shout out to two of my sister soldiers, Miss Josie Hopkins, CEO, visionary of Josie's Inspirations Radio Network, and Miss Kayla Padgett, CEO, founder, producer of Finding My Way Radio USA, for this opportunity to be of service. Now I ask you, why shouldn't we dwell in the past? Fixating, rehashing, obsessing, or dwelling on past mistakes can be notoriously debilitating. Dwelling on past mistakes keeps us in a perpetual state of acknowledging and experiencing life's negatives and can lead to physical changes in your health, both emotionally and physically. God also commands us in His scriptures in the Word in Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, tells us to forget the former things and not dwell on the past. See, he says, I am doing a new thing. Why is the Lord against us dwelling on the past? Mainly because doing so can cause us to get stuck. Stuck right where we are. So let's look at and explore how to let go and let God. Letting go and letting God is a daily, moment-by-moment choice. Like every discipline in life, we must learn to surrender and give it to God. The enemy seeks every new day to cloud our minds with worries, doubts, and fears, which leaves us little room for the blessings God has for us. To let go and let God becomes a lifestyle of daily giving it all to Him. Whenever negative thoughts seek to invade our space, we must shift our focus and give them to God immediately. Why? Because God's mercies are new every morning. So what happened yesterday, last year, or a decade ago is completely gone. Carrying the past around will only take up space for God's goodness, grace, and favor. Renewing our minds in Christ means letting go of all the burdens He died to take from us. Let go and let God have control. Let go and let God have your worry and your fears. Let go and let God have your finances. Let go and let God have your future. You can begin letting go and letting God do what only He can do. I want to share a scripture with you. It's very powerful and very relevant for the topic that we're talking about today. I encourage you to read Matthew 6, verses 25 and 26. That is Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 26. And then I want you to start each day by giving it to God. Do not take yesterday's mistakes into the clean slate of today. I want you to mentally shave off every single worry, doubt, fear, mistake, and anxiety from your mind each morning. Give it to God by starting each day with prayer. Speak to God. Yes, the day is full of responsibilities, obstacles, regret, or temptations, but start your day first by talking to God. Acknowledge Him. Tell Him that you love Him. Tell Him that you are thankful for Jesus' sacrifice for your life. Invite God's Spirit to guide you. Before you talk to anyone else, try talking to God. He will set your day on the right path, and this I can promise you. Give it to God by starting each day with Scripture. Open your Bible and read where you left off from the previous day, or maybe grab your phone and use a Bible app to get a scripture for the day. Or just pray and then open your Bible, trusting God for a word. I use this one a lot, just allowing Him to speak to me. and to give me what he feels I need for the day ahead, because he already knows what my day is going to look like. The Bible is living and active and like cool water for your thirsty soul. So, take a sip. Surround yourself with encouragement as you give it to God. You will never make it in this life alone. You need to have people who speak truth into your life. You can also listen to podcasts like Josie's Inspirations, read books, watch videos, or listen to Christian music that boosts your faith and encourages your spirit. This is a big one for me. And always be on the lookout for people and resources that can add as spiritual buffers in your life. So give it to God by renewing your mind continually. You see, this world will constantly try to add worries to your day. So it's important that you maintain your spiritual health and remain steadfast in your faith walk, continually surrendering those worries to God. Trust and believe that God is for you. He loves you and wants only the best for you. When you let go, you can fully rest in His strength. You don't have to worry anymore. The Creator of the world is on your side. That is good news, y'all. God has got you. Again, I'm going to refer you back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 and 26. And if this is not proof for you, then I don't know what else I can give you. And then I encourage you to give it to God. Because you see, sometimes negative thoughts have become so much a part of our natural thought processes that we don't even realize we can give them to God. We tend to hang on to them. But I encourage you that in order for God to bless you, God needs space to move in your life. So we must clear out the strongholds that are clogging up our minds and learn to surrender to Him. Some of the strongholds that seek to steal our minds and hearts from God are control. Control is the hardest thing to give up because without it, we feel vulnerable. But we do not need to worry. God is already in control. We need to recognize His authority and move over to let Him lead. He is the Creator of the universe, so we can trust Him with each day. Letting go is scary at first, but I tell you, the freedom in our minds and hearts will be worth it. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 tells us, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." So give it to God. You're worried. Your finances, your future, your marriage, whatever it is, give it to God. Worry adds not a single benefit to our lives. In fact, worry oppresses us every second that we dwell on it. Worry can literally affect not only our minds and hearts, but our bodies too. Worry does absolutely nothing positive. Surrender worry to God and watch your life float in His favor. Give it to God. Your finances. Now, finances is something that we tend to hold tightly to. And money, as we all know, can become an idol if we begin to place it before God. However, God wants to take the reins of our money. God wants to bless us, so we need to put our finances in their proper place, in God's hands. God will take care of us and provide everything that we need. It may not be everything we want, but it will certainly be everything that we need. We simply need to surrender our money and obey His leading. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have, because God's got you. Give it to God, your future. We can only change one day at a time, moment by moment, and living in the future robs us of the joy of today. Each day, you see, is a gift, and we miss it when we allow our minds to dwell on all the unknowns. We can trust God with our future. So let's focus on today. Trying to control the future is like trying to control the wind. Let's see how that works out for you. Contentment in today will prevent our eyes from wandering off into tomorrow. So I encourage you to give it to God. Let go and let God. Stop trying to make it in this world on your own, because you won't succeed. When you're struggling in your finances, give it to God. When you're struggling in your marriage, let go and let God handle it. When fear over what the future holds has you grieving or paralyzed, give it to God. When you feel like you are at a breaking point and there are no other options, let go and let God do what only He can do. So ask yourself, am I fully surrendering to Him in every area of my life? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, God says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So old things are just that, y'all. They're old and they're gone. God has something new for me and you, and He wants us to look to see what He's doing. Exodus chapter 23, verse 20 says, see, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. God has sent an angel ahead of us. He doesn't send us alone as we walk into an unknown future. Job chapter 17, verse 9 reminds us that the righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. So let's all strive for the goal outlined in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, which reads, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. When I forget about those things that are behind me, then I can reach forward to the prize God has waiting for me. So declare today to just keep moving forward. It's time to quit wallowing in what's over and done with and look at what I can do for him. Moving forward with him makes us stronger. Give everything to God, your past regrets, your present problems, your future ambitions, your fears, your dreams, your weaknesses, your habits, your hurts, and your hang-ups. Allow Jesus to take the driver's seat and then take your hands off the wheel. Leave the driving to him. Don't be afraid, because nothing that is under his control can ever be out of control. When you are surrendered to Christ, you can handle anything life throws at you. Use spiritual discernment to follow his plan and stop following your own thoughts and feelings. That's what gets us into trouble. Glance at your circumstances, but spend more time focusing on God, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Declare today to just keep moving forward and walking in faith. Surrendering all, let it go. And as we close out, I want to close out with a song that's one of my old favorites that I enjoyed as a little girl in church with my mom and dad, the choir, and it's something that ministers to me every time I hear it. And the title is I Surrender All, and it's by a young lady named Mahalia Smith, who is performing live at the Story and the Song concert for the East Coast Music Hour with Bill Roach. And remember, until we meet again, walk on, faith walkers. Peace.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible, and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done, that teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun, that doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind, a scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her, an astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Good morning and welcome to Dab with Coach K. I am your host, Dr. TCK. That is your transformational Coach K. And I am so delighted that you have tuned in with me today. I am so grateful to share this platform with you and hope that something is said and shared that will inspire you and empower you along your journey. So today I want to talk to you about moving towards gratefulness. It's always great to stand in a posture of gratitude or with a heart of gratitude, because it's important for us to remember and acknowledge what you are grateful for. Things happen to us every day that makes it very easy to marinate on all the bad things that occur, what you didn't accomplish, and other negative thoughts. But can I suggest, in the words and the voice of Elsa from the movie Frozen, let it go, let it go. Let it go. Don't continue to harp on it any longer. You'll feel the weight lift off your shoulders. You'll feel peace, and you won't feel stuck or stagnant anymore. You'll feel free to move on and think on those positive things, accomplishments, and goals. You'll be able to clearly think about the simple things that we can easily take for granted, such as life, clothes on our backs, a place to live, a job, family and friends, and so much more. Challenge yourself to speak on those things that you are grateful for rather than complaining. Let's think about it. Let's take a minute right now. Take a minute. Have you already complained about something today? Did you think about what you're grateful for today? Depending on where you are in the this world listening to this broadcast, your morning might have just started. You might be well into the evening, might be into the next day, or like where I am, maybe just a, you know, couple of hours into the day. Have you complained before you've thought about the things that you should be grateful for? Let's take inventory of that. All right. Now, if you've already started to been in the area of complaint, let's take a minute and just think of at least one thing that you're grateful for. You probably can think of more things. The fact that you woke up, the fact that you were kept throughout the day, the fact that no hurt, harm, or danger came to you, the fact that you're able to eat, the fact that you're able to drink, the fact that you can move your limbs, the fact that you can talk. Maybe it's the fact that you have certain freedoms in the world. Think on those things that you're grateful for and see how it changes your posture for your day. See how it changes your perspective for your day. See how it makes a difference in you. So I believe another thing that keeps us from realizing how grateful we are is forgiveness. This is huge because forgiveness is more for you than others that may be involved. Forgiveness takes time, and it doesn't mean that you forget. No, we probably won't forget. But that forgiveness is definitely for us. But what does it mean? Is it that you want to move on and not let it, whatever the it is for you, control you, your life, or give it the power to affect you anymore? But what does forgiveness mean for you? What does it mean for you? So first, I want to share that you forgive yourself and forgive the parties that are involved. This may require a conversation, but it doesn't have to. Forgiveness can be done in your quiet time by verbalizing that you forgive them. It could be in a letter that you bury or let sail away in a bottle, or simply put it in the journal. If you have a conversation and simply utter the words, "I forgive you," to the person, it's okay if they do not respond or have a negative response. You've done your part and you can move forward. In that forgiveness, you'll become grateful once you begin to see the weight come off of you. The bondage come off of you. Once you begin to see how light you are and how light you feel, and you'll see that your perspective begins to change. Why? Because you've let go. And because you've let go, you can then begin to be even more grateful and have more things to be grateful for. So therefore, as we move into a mindset and a heart of gratefulness, I challenge you every day to write down and or say something you are grateful for and see how your life changes. Moving into a mindset of gratitude is key to living your best life. And this is for several reasons, but I'll highlight four. Number one, gratitude shifts the narrative of your life. Change your heart, your words, and your thoughts. So if we are used to living in a negative space, saying these words such as these or like these, I'm alone, I don't have nobody, nothing good ever happens to me, I don't like my job, you know, things of that nature. If we begin to shift the narratives, things will change. So gratitude helps us to shift it. So instead of saying some of those words, can say, I'm grateful for the circle that I do have. I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful that it allows, that the monetary gift that I receive allows me to pay my bills. It allows me to get the essentials that I need in life. It allows me to live the life that I live. I'm grateful for the connections. If you said that nothing good ever happens to me, but the fact that I woke up, that's something good. That's a grateful component that begins to shift the narrative. No, everything is not perfect and will never be perfect, but there is always something that you could be grateful for. So gratitude shifts the narrative of your life. Number two, gratitude flows from a heart of thanksgiving. It starts with the simple things. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for my family. If you have kids or a spouse, maybe you're grateful for your spouse and your children. I'm grateful that I can move. I'm grateful that I can speak. I'm grateful that I can share goodness with other people. So gratitude shifts the narrative of your life. Gratitude flows from a heart of thanksgiving. And number three, gratitude changes you for the better. When you're able to look at the good things that, or the things that you are grateful for, you will find more compassion and the ability to see life differently. It changes your perspective. It changes your outlook on life when you can stand from a posture of gratefulness or a heart of gratefulness. It changes your mindset. It changes how you see people. It changes how you view the things that may occur to you in life. It changes how you experience life. It changes how you experience people and interact with people. So gratitude shifts the narrative of your life. Gratitude flows from a heart of thanksgiving. Gratitude changes you for the better. And lastly, gratitude produces a more meaningful life because it allows you to capture the full essence of life. It allows you to be able to appreciate things, even the small things that we sometimes take for granted. it allows us to really look reflectively at our lives and see that really, you know, things are not as bad as I once thought it was or as I think it is. I have so much to be grateful for because I can guarantee you that someone out there has it worse than you. I can guarantee you. And so in that, as I'm thinking, as I'm pondering this, as I'm saying this to you, you know, oftentimes you may see things where someone's life is worse off than yours, right? But they are smiling through it. They are able to stand it from a grateful heart. They may not have everything in the world. Like, you know, we hear people say, like our great grandmothers and grandparents and stuff like that, that they didn't have things that we have now, but they were happy. They made it work. I mean, you know, my grandma, my grandparents, 7 kids. You have other people that had 12, you know, kids back in the day or more, and they made it work. They were happy. They, you know, just lived life and saw the meaningful things in life where we have so much more and we can't find anything to be grateful for. So gratitude shifts the narrative. It shifts the narrative in your life. Gratitude flows from a heart of thanksgiving. Gratitude changes you for the better. And gratitude produces a more meaningful life. And so I challenge you to reflect on how are you standing? Are you standing with a heart of thanksgiving? Are you standing from a posture of gratefulness and gratitude? Or are you standing and complaining? I ask you to think about what you are grateful for. Start a grateful journey. Be intentional about finding the small things throughout your day that puts you in a grateful state of mind. What are you grateful for? You may say, Coach K, I don't do journals. Well, okay, most of us now have smartphones or some type of phone that you can put it in your notes section, or it may have a voice recorder on there and you can say it. Or you may say, I don't want to record it. I don't want to, you know, write it down on my phone. I don't want to put it in a journal. But as long as you say it, you take the minute to reflect on what you're grateful for, that's fine. That's fine. So, as we're coming to an end, what are you grateful for? Can you walk away with maybe 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for after listening to this broadcast? What are you grateful for? And what posture are you standing in? Challenge yourself to stand in a posture of gratefulness and to daily think on those things that you are grateful for. And so to continue on this DAB journey, you can follow me and listen to the DAB podcast. That's the Discover, Activate, and Blaze podcast on Apple or other platforms. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Transformational Coach K and on Twitter at 4LifeCoachK. That is the number 4LifeCoachK, as well as the Wisdom app. You can follow me on the Wisdom app. But I want you to continue to be great on purpose and stand with a heart of gratefulness. And until next time, I am your transformational coach, Kay. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.